Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I was just talking with my next guest, and we were saying it's been now 8 years that I've been able to have her on this program for a journey that began for her some 9 years ago. Best-selling author Ann Tice is back with us this year to talk to us not only about that literary journey, but what it's been like for her to share that not only with her readers, but also with fellow authors, and now to be able to see where she is today. Her very popular Twisted series has gotten a lot of attention. Her last book in the series, Twisted, Entrapment, was one of our best books of 2015. We'll talk to her about the series and all the great things she has coming up for readers this year. Ann Tice, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me back.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And as we were saying, I mean, it has been quite a journey. And I said to you before we went on here, and I'll say it with our audience here, the thing about you, from the very first time that I read a book from you, I knew that you were an author that really got it when it came to bringing characters to life, and you've been able to show that book after book after book, and not everyone, of course, can say that. I mean, what has it been like for you? I know you were saying that you don't really like to keep up with dates and that kind of thing, but
yeah.
What is it like for you to think about how it all began and where you are today?
It definitely has really been a journey for me, and it's exciting and refreshing when I look back on it, because when I came into this, I did not know anything about writing a novel or, you know, convincing readers that I could be great at, you know, selling stories and flawed characters. And so once I really started the process of writing a book and, you know, kind of putting all my emotions into a book and the emotions of the raw emotions of just, you know, characters that were coming into my head, I started to really, really understand the writing process more, you know, and that allowed me to just really connect on an entirely different level, more so an emotional level, with my readers, because at that point I almost understood exactly, you know, what was missing, or, you know, what I should say, I guess, how to really make my characters come so to life and make them so authentic to that where my readers felt like they knew them, you know. And that connection from that start, that very first book, is actually why my readers have followed me so far. They just felt so connected to those characters, and they just followed me on my journey.
Exactly. Well, that book, My Secrets, Your Lies, was chosen as one of our top books of 2008. Again, I mean, to think back on that is really something. And back then, I mentioned to you before we went on here that I went back and listened to that first interview, and one of the things that you said was that this was a book that really showed that you were not going to be branded as a certain type of author who wrote a certain type of thing. Well, that has definitely been true as you've gone from book to book. But one thing that is interesting that you just mentioned in Tice, and that is that regardless of how much money your characters have, regardless of where they live or what they look like, they all are beautifully flawed. Do you think that's why people around the world do resonate with them, because they are so real?
I believe so. I believe that's what it is, and I think I try my best to make my characters as realistic as possible, because I want my readers to connect with them no matter, you know, what background, what ethnicity, you know, whatever. I want them to find a reason to connect with those characters in my story, and even some of the things that they go through, you know. And I do know that my books tend to be a little dramatic. I love the drama, because I think that, you know, in reality, we all invite a little drama in our lives, or we know, you know, individuals that have drama. So I think that that's just, in essence, something that's going to always be a part of us. But I think that when I'm able to put it in a book and kind of watch it all unfold the way that it unfolds, it's really mesmerizing to me, you know. That's just something that I really love to do, and I'm so glad that my readers see that, you know. They see the process, and they see, you know, my growth, you know, from book one all the way up into this last one, Twisted Entrapment.
Right. Exactly, and I think that is the thing. And let's talk about the Twisted series. Ann Tice, did you go into this knowing that it was going to be a series, or how did this initially come about?
No, I did not know that it was going to be a series. I actually wrote Twisted Seduction just kind of based off a conversation that I had had with someone, and I just wanted to kind of explore those possibilities, you know, of a woman knowing that her husband was having an affair, but also setting it up, you know, being the orchestrator behind that affair. And so I actually went into that process thinking, oh, okay, it's just going to be a standalone. But then once I started writing, the characters just, they really started speaking to me, and they, you know, it just kind of went from there. It really took off on its own. And by the end of that book, I did know that it was going to be a series because I just wasn't done with them yet.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's been the thing. You know, you never know. I mean, we live in a very fickle world. We as readers can be fickle ourselves. It ties, as you know. So you never really know how something's going to be perceived. But do you feel as though the courage to continue to write the stories that you want to write is because of the fact that you believe in them so much? As you were saying, that when you finish one, I mean, you knew you weren't through. I mean, for you, is that really the real satisfaction, that these are characters that you have fallen in love with and want to share their stories?
It is. If I'm attached to them, I feel that my readers are just as attached to them, you know. And I always just feel like in life a lot of times we just have unfinished business. And I try to explore that, you know, throughout the series, is, you know, just opportunities and taking advantage and not taking advantage of opportunities or blessings that come into our life, or people that come into our life. So just seeing the growth of the characters throughout the series, and just knowing that while they were, you know, perfectly flawed, but at the end of the day, they managed to work through all of those situations that they had coming at them, and you know, and the way that I did it, it's in a manner of where I feel that readers will start to see that, okay, she's growing, because I try to bring in really twisted storylines. I'm really far fetched with the you know, I go all the way out, you know, I don't you know, hold back when it comes to my imagination. So some of the dramatics that I do bring are really twisted and may not occur every day, but I do think that's what really draws the readers in, is because I'm adding those really, you know, intricate, you know, storylines.
Right, and that is, I think, the amazing thing. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm excited to welcome back to our program today best-selling author In Tight. She's an author who's been able to not only to garner readers from around the world, but also respect from fellow authors. We're going to talk more about that here in a moment. But we're talking about the beginnings of what is the Twisted series, as I've come to call it, a book that began with Twisted Seductions, went on to be Twisted Vows of Seduction, and now Twisted Entrapment is the newest book. It was chosen as one of Conversation's top books for 2015. With this book in particular, you deal with something that you have come to not shy away from, In Tight, and that is, you know, the complications that can be in relationships, even the ones that seem on the outside to be perfect or seem on the outside to be what everyone else wants. I mean, do you think that's another layer of your success, being able to deal with what all of us deal with, and that is relationships, whether it's between family, spouses, or even with our friends?
It is, and I think that's really one of my the best things that I do, I think, is I tackle relationships, you know, and I've been married for over 10 years, so I'm really able to bring, you know, true, the real, you know, I know the realness that goes into marriage, then some of those complications and some of those, you know, things that, you know, really do happen. I'm able to write it knowing that, okay, I've been there, or I know someone that has been there, you know, and I'm able to lend that, you know, into the book, you know, and it just comes across as, okay, either she's going through this or she knows someone that's gone through it, you know. And a lot of times I do a lot of research. I pour myself into research and just really connecting with other people and understanding what they're going through. So I put a lot of that into the book. I really go in and try to tackle it from that way, with that sense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that is the great thing. You also are, you know, an equal opportunist when it comes to who can be the most trifling, the men or the women in
mm-hmm.
your book, too. I
yes.
think because, again, that is life. That is, unfortunately, you know, people can say, you know, oh, well, you know, females are messy. And, then, you know, of course, the books show sometimes that we guys, we know, we do our mess, too, and we can be just as trifling as anyone else. I mean, do you think that's why, again, you know, you have been able to, as I was mentioning, been able to have not only faithful readers and those who love to read books, but also other authors who've said, you know what, you're an author that I really enjoy reading?
I think so, yes, I definitely do. I try to, you know, I try to come with it. I try to bring, you know, when I do, you know, and I put not only men in there, but I try to be as diverse as I can with my characters, you know, and I have them doing the most. No one gets any breaks, you know, when they come into the book.
Right, and I think that is the amazing thing. Do you find yourself still now, 8-9 years in Tice, driven by the what-if question? What if I did this, or what if I put my characters in this situation? Is that still one of the questions that drive you?
It is, yeah. I'm always just trying to figure out different ways, and I tend to psychoanalyze my characters, so I always look at it from a perspective of, okay, well, what if they did this, or what if they did that? How would they react, you know? And I go for the most extreme, you know, and I manage to work through those different issues.
And I think that, again, is one of the amazing things. And I said to you before we went on here, I know you have other projects that are coming out this year, including, of course, other collaborations. You're now able to work closely with other authors in Tice and to help them in being able to not only to build their own brands but also share their work. What does that feel like to have begun in this industry and now to be a go-to person for others in the industry?
It feels great. You know, I'm a literary coach, so I like to, I know what it was like for me. I really didn't necessarily have anyone that I could just go to, you know, for advice. Now we're in, you know, the information age, the era where you know, we have Google and we have all these other, you know, resources out there. So it is a little easier than what it was from when I started, but just knowing that someone can pick up the phone or inbox me and they trust my advice or they trust my idea or suggestion, it's humbling, but I definitely think that says a lot to the work I put in and the footwork that I put in from day one. So I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
Very proud of being in that position, and it means the world to me that someone actually, you know, values what, you know, my input.
Exactly. You know, your work, I mean, it to me it's difficult to be able to, I know, I mean, it, for some it might be erotica. I don't really look at it as erotica myself because you
Thank
tell
you.
A story. I mean, your story, I mean, your books are more than about sex.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, of course, you know, that is a part of it. But, you know, do you find yourself also not, you know, not confined by the labels? Because there are people who are so quick to want to put people and authors in boxes. Do you find that also to be important, not to be put in the box?
I do, because it limits you, and it also, it kind of, you don't really get to get the audience that you could have gotten if you do that. So sometimes with those tags, it really does kind of, it'll stir a whole different audience away from even looking at the book. And I think that, you know, in itself, it's just a little, you know, a little hurtful when it comes to that. Because I've had, for example, I've been in a bookstore before, and I was actually working on a project, and I had a couple of ladies that were sitting at a table, and they, you know, were reading, one of Carl Weber's books. And I walked up to them, and I just told them, hey, I read that book. That book was a great book. And then I introduced myself as Entice, and then they wanted to know what I wrote, and I shared with them what I wrote, and then as soon as they Googled me or pulled my book up and you know on the store and on the little bookstore, they were like, "Oh, you write erotica, you know?" And then they saw my publisher's name, Zane, and was like, "Oh, we don't read those type of books. And I'm just like, you didn't even read the synopsis, though, you know?
Right.
I'm so, like, all they saw was just the image, and then they saw Zane's name, and then they may have saw the tag that it was erotica on there, but they just shut it down. And at that point, I almost wanted to walk away and just kind of lower my head because, you know, I was just like, oh, wow, you know. So I have had that happen to me more than once, actually.
Yeah.
So, I don't like that people just put you in a box. I wish that there was a way for us to strip those taglines, but I know that they're necessary, you know, for stores and things of that nature, but I really do, and because it definitely has steered, you know, an entire audience away from me that I know I could definitely win over if they had taken out the time to, you know, read the material. And I may, you know, never know. I do tend to surprise folks, so you never know. I may bring out something that's a little more tasteful for them.
Right. Well, you know,
Yeah,
when you were talking, though, Entice, what I thought about was that's also where I think we readers come in, too, and that's why it really – I can't stress enough the importance of reviews. And
yeah.
I tell people that's why we have to let people know, hey, this is what the book is about, you know, and that's why I tell people our voices are so important, not just to verbally tell people about a book, but to actually write something and share with people, you know, our experience with a book. And I think that has a big part into how people are able to see things. You know, I think also, you know, as we're talking about, you know, you're working with other authors, I love the fact, too, that, you know, you're able to show that you can work together. Even though you may be in the same profession, you can work together. What has that been like for you to feel the love, to feel the support? Because, you know, I noticed even on social media, you get that. What is it like for you to feel that and to know that you're part of a community, you know, that does support you and can have your back?
You know, that actually, it keeps me grounded, it humbles me, and it inspires me, you know. That's what it does, all in one, you know. That's those three things is what it does for me. And I love collaborative projects. So anytime, I know I do too much as it is because I feel like I wear myself thin. I'm involved in so many projects, and it's so hard for me to say no sometimes. I'm working on that. But I always try to be a part or involved, you know, when someone's doing something, especially when it's their first time, if they're stepping out in there, I'm like, okay, I want to be there. I want to support you. What do you need me to do? You know, and I do bend over backwards for some people, and the good thing is the individuals I work with, they appreciate it and they acknowledge, you know, what I'm doing and how I'm maybe pulling from something to kind of help them with their, you know, to get them going. I think they acknowledge that, you know, especially my author Leanne. She knows so much about me, and we work hand in hand on so many different things. But yeah, we were just actually talking about something, and she's like, "No, you have school, you have this." So she acknowledges that, even though I'm trying to help others with things and their projects, she's like, "No, you have this going on, you have that going on." And when I hear that, it's like, wow, someone gets me. They see what I'm doing. They get me as a whole person, opposed to just on social media, you only get to see a little bit of Entice, but when you go behind the scenes, you actually get to see how many hats
yeah.
I'm wearing and how many arms I've grown.
Well, what a great thing. And we know that the growth will definitely continue for sure. And Leanne B. Wright is definitely an amazing talent herself. You know, I think, you know, it really is a great thing, though, Entice, that you're able to not only do what you love, do what brings you joy, but then, of course, to be able to help others. I mean, what a great reward that is to be able to have that. I know that you have other projects that are coming up this year. You have other authors that you'll be presenting in works as well. How can the audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Definitely on social media. They can also go to entice.com. Pretty much everything Entice, you should be able to find me. And Entice is spelled a little differently. It's N apostrophe T-Y-S-E.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that from the very first interview. I had to ask you before we went on there, how do you pronounce it?
Right.
So, you know, again, such great memories in Tyson. It has always been with you, and I'm always excited that, for one, you could take out the time to be with us, but also that we're able to share your new work. Speaking of reviews, I'll make sure that I get my review of Twisted Entrapment up this weekend. Definitely invite anyone who has not read either Twisted Seduction, Twisted Vow, or Twisted Entrapment that you all definitely pick them up. They're all available through our friends at Amazon.com. And then once you finish them, write a review. Let people know what you think about the book. And then, of course, let Entice know as well. Reach out to her on social media. You can find her all over the place. As she said, she'd definitely love to hear from you. Entice, always a pleasure, and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you, Cyrus, and congratulations on all your success. You're doing big things.
Look, I appreciate it. It's because of people like yourself, though. It's definitely because of people like yourself who have been with us over the journey. And look, we know that for us all, there's more to come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
exactly.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. I do as well. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. If you're joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media friends. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.